We're ready to go. Just check that everything is okay. Because when you do a radio show from your home studio, things can go amiss. Now, Mrs. W's downstairs making me copious amounts of tea. Robbo is in the control room, ready to press all the buttons. And I think it is about time for another edition of the James Whale Radio Show. Cue the jingle.
James Whale!
So here we are again, Robbo. You okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yes. Been to the seaside. Been sitting, staring out into the ocean today.
You look a lot better than you did last week.
How do you mean I look a lot better?
Well, you look healthier this week.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a ruddy glow, isn't it? Everybody should have a ruddy glow. Now, the only worrying thing about staring out into the ocean, of course, we're not worrying so much, is that there are lots of these wind turbines just offshore. Have you noticed them?
There's a lot round where I am.
Yeah, there's a lot where I am too. You go down to Southend and have a look out to sea from Southend, and you can see a lot of them being built, and a lot of them already there. Government's going to knock off the subsidy though for the ones on land. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, they're going to knock off the subsidy for that because we're all going to get 50 quid cheaper energy bills. That's going to save us a lot, isn't it?
Can I put the heating on now, then?
You can put the heating on because it's going to be 50 quid cheaper. But I don't think it's going to happen for a year or so.
Oh, I'll have to wait a year, then.
Yeah, so do what, you know, get one of those. Have you got an open fire?
I've got an open window because you haven't paid for the glazier to come round and block it up.
Well, that's your fault. Listen, if you haven't got an open fire, get one of these wood-burning stoves. They'll come along and they'll stick you a chimney in as well.
Oh, if only I had a bit of heat.
That'd be good. And then you can get logs and you can go around the countryside. You obviously getting permission before you pick any logs, which, you know, it'll help heat the house, won't it?
I'm going to turn the heating on without you knowing. I'm going to put it under my desk.
I wouldn't do that.
Keep my legs nice and toasty.
Yeah, well, it might actually do untold things to you. But apparently we are going to get a lot cheaper fuel in the forthcoming years. You see, the problem is we didn't invest enough, did we, in nuclear power? If we'd invested more in nuclear power, things would be fine.
Too many people complaining about it.
Mm. Now, we've got a special guest on the show today, and the special guest is...
Who is the special guest?
Well, I thought the special guest was Debbie McGee. Have you managed to prize her away from you-know-who?
No, I haven't. I thought we were going to do that as the phone roulette.
No, I thought phone roulette is a silly thing. I thought we'd just have a special guest on the show.
All right, then. We'll do that, then.
Yeah. So, I mean, we used to call it phone roulette, but that presupposes we put lots of well-known people's numbers in a bag, shake them up and pick one out. Why don't we just be more honest about it and say we just see who we can find in the week?
Okay.
You know, I spend an hour every day ringing people to see if they'll come on the show.
You want me to try phoning her now?
Well, no, in a minute I want you to phone her, but what we need to do is try and get her away from Paul Daniels, because every time you get Debbie McGee, you get Paul Daniels.
Okay.
Not that I've got anything against him, but I thought it would be nice if we actually managed to get her on her own.
We can have a go.
Yeah, okay.
I've got her personal mobile number.
Have you? I bet it's pink and fluffy as well.
I haven't seen the phone.
The phone, I mean, not the number, the phone, you know, the phone, yeah. Okay, now, just before we go any further, the James Whale show, the James Whale radio show, of course, online to the world, is now sponsored by Love Film. Don't you love film?
I love films.
I love film too, and you can actually get hold of Cold and Dark, which was my last big movie.
Your last big movie. When was that out?
My last big movie, it came out a few years ago, filmed down in Cornwall, starring Luke Goss. You remember Luke Goss?
I do.
Yeah. Well, you can see me in Cold and Dark. It is a film both cold and very dark. But I sort of get off the whole point. The program now is brought to you by Love Film, all right? And I want to know how many of you guys listening to the program today love film, because I have something for you. I have got, from Love Film, free, a one-month trial. All you've got to do is go to my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, and click on the Love Film banner at the top of the screen. That's all you have to do. Register for the free trial and you can watch loads of films over Christmas. And that interesting little word again? Free. Free. And of course, they're our sponsors, so the more of you that go and click on, the more sponsorship we can get. If you're lucky and you get a games console or smart TV this Christmas, all you need to do is go to Love Film, register for 1 month absolutely free, and you can see all the movies you want. I wonder if they've got Cold and Dark on there. Love Film have got more films than anybody else nearly, haven't they?
They certainly have.
Yeah, so go to jameswhaleradio.co.uk, click the Love Film banner at the top of the screen, and you will get all the movies you want to see that Love Film have for 1 month for free. And do you know why this is such a good idea?
Why?
Because I used to like to go and buy the DVDs, so I kept them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I spent loads of money on DVDs. I've got nowhere to put them, and you never really watch them again. So now you can go to Love Film via jameswhaleradio.co.uk and click on the Love Film banner. And because you're all friends of mine, you will get 1 month free trial. Just go for it. Make yourself sick with movies. But don't make yourself sick. You know what I mean? That's just sort of me being slightly flippant.
Yeah, we don't want people to be sick.
No, but this is my Christmas present to you.
You're so not generous.
Not to you, but to you listening.
I'm not a member of Love Film. I'm going to sign up.
Yeah. Well, I and my mate Kev Lataxi, who listens in his taxi in Cardiff, this is my present to him because I think, you know, all taxi drivers need a little relaxation over Christmas, don't they?
They do.
And the reason I mention taxi drivers is because, of course, that wonderful radio station, which is called
Sherbet Radio.
Sherbet Radio, Sherbet Dab Cab, is the radio station of the London taxi drivers. So don't forget, go to the James Well website and click on the Love Film banner and you get a month absolutely free for all those guys listening via Sherbet Radio. We should say all the radio stations picking us up and putting this program out, justradio.net. We're on coastradio.co.uk, mypicktv.co.uk, trentsound.com. We're audio booed everywhere. And of course, our very good friends at talentgb.com are putting us out as well. And if you have a radio station online and you would like to broadcast the James Well Show, get in touch. And this is how you get in touch. Over to you, Robbo.
You can email us at jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Right. Now, I think you should get in touch with Miss Debbie McGee, and we will talk to Debbie in a bit. And I just want to talk a bit about education. So if I talk a bit about education, you could try and fix up the next guest.
Okie dokie.
All right. The UK is falling behind global rivals in international education league tables, failing. We in this country are failing to make the top 20 in maths, science, and reading. Whose fault is it? Can we blame it on the teachers? What about us as parents? Maybe we should blame it on the parents or the politicians who seem to be interfering with education as much as they can. But you know the interesting thing, in Asian countries that are beating not only us but also the rest of Europe hands down seem to be far more prepared to learn. We've got ourselves in this country. We've got ourselves in this country into a bit of a fix, haven't we? As soon as somebody tells off your little Johnny or your little Jilly, you're on the phone complaining to the teacher. And, you know, there's a lot of messing around in British schools. There was when I was at school, and I'm sure there still is now. You talk to your kids. You know, a lot of teachers aren't able to instill discipline because we live in a society where nobody can tell anybody else what they should do. And that surely is a real problem for all of us. If you're going to go to school and if you're going to do well, you have to be A, disciplined, and B, you have to be focused. And we in this country don't seem to be either of those things, do we? So we've fallen out of the top 20 in maths, science, and reading. We're probably very good in media studies. We're probably very good in art, and we're obviously very good in cooking and becoming celebrities. But in things that people need to make society work, we don't seem to be very well. So earlier on this week on Facebook, I put out the question, who do you blame? Parents, teachers, politicians? And these are some of your thoughts. Paul Savory, hello, Paul, I know Paul, says we need to stick to lessons in English unless teaching English speakers a foreign language and stop worrying about those that are not of our country's native tongue. That alone will vastly improve our school system. Do you know, Paul Savory, I think that's a very good point. You wouldn't find it in France and lots of other countries. We spend a lot of time worrying about whether or not we have enough people to translate stuff into English for people who want to come and live here. Maybe if we let people have to learn the language, things would be better. That actually could take me on to Wales. Now, I'm half Welsh. My mother was Welsh. And Wales is worse than England, worse than Scotland, worse than Northern Ireland as far as education is concerned. And they don't know why. Well, maybe it's because before you do anything else in Wales, you have to learn Welsh. Now, I'm all in favour of people learning languages. I think that's something we are very bad at in this country. I think we all should have a second language. I wish I had. But, you know, Welsh isn't going to do you much good, is it? Well, not unless you're going to Patagonia. So maybe one of the reasons why Wales' education system has fallen so far behind everyone else is because they insist on having Welsh taught to everybody in school in Wales. It's a thought. I just throw it out there for you to come back at me. Daniel Thurtells, a strange name, Daniel, says, all of them to a degree, politicians, parents, teachers, for their policies, dumbing down education, parents for neglecting their children and using the media as a babysitter, and teachers. Okay, teachers do generally a good job, but have had their hands tied by both parents and politicians. I would say society in general has had an effect as well as technology. Interesting point from Daniel. Helena Hughes says, all of them too. Some parents are definitely not interested in education. Their kids are too self-absorbed. There are good teachers who love teaching, and there are those just there for the pay and the holidays. And politicians, well, they just couldn't care less as long as their kids are doing okay. Sad society that we're now living in. And Steve Dockray says, I-T-I-double-T. What does that mean? I see. He can't write. Thank you. I thought that was me going mad for a bit. Gary Elm says, there are three types in the world. Those who can do math and those who can't. Well, seriously, though, you can't show respect as well as hold an opinion. And as far as I'm concerned, the social and moral decline in this country started with Thatcher and was perfected by Blair and Co. She did a lot of good, but also a lot of harm. Cameron basically has no clue, and it will take a leader of immense stature and Herculean effort to get us back on track. The effort needs to come from us as well. That's Gary. So when you see all these other countries doing really well in education, there are these two great things. These kids are focused, and there's no messing around. There's discipline. Why did we get to this situation where kids go to school and they can do what they like, or it seems they can do what they like? If you've got any thoughts, you can tweet me at the James Whale, or you can go on Facebook. You can Facebook me there. Right, more on that in a bit. Listen, did you know we're sponsored by Love Film? Did you know that if you just go to my website, you can get 1 free month, all the films you want to watch free for a month from Love Film? So go to my website, as I say, jameswhaleradio.com, and you can have as many films as you want. All you've got to do is go there, click on the Love Film banner, and you will get all the films you want free. That's the operative word, free, for 1 month. Did I say .com? Of course, it is jameswhaleradio.co.uk. So if you want to get as many films over the Christmas month as you can free, go to my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Click on the Love Film banner and you will get a month free trial. Now, are you back, Rob?
Yeah, I'm just... is that Mrs. W over there with the pots and pans?
Where?
There's lots of pots and pans been rattling around.
Oh, it could have been, yeah. She's sort of busy doing stuff. Okay. Wasn't that much rattling around, was there?
Well, there was enough.
All right, okay. Go on, say again.
Is she baking a cake?
Well, she's making the... I think she was riddling the fire, actually.
I'm saying no more. You've got a fire, and I've All right.
Yeah, you're cold. Well, it's a lot. I've got the logs on the fire.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you try reading Steve Dockray's comments again?
I try. It's now to do with me, because I can read and read. I'll read. Thank you. Spell I can, K-A-N, write, R-I-T-E, N, letter N, read, R-E-E-D, all right, A-L-L-R-I-T-E, thank, T-H-A-N-G-K-U-Y-O-O. Is that really the state of education today? Caroline Smith says, unfortunately, intelligence is not respected in Britain. One is labelled uncool and a geek. Idiocy is revered and emulated in our culture. And actually, I think Caroline might have a point. I think we've got to get away from this. We're all wanting to be, you know, celebrities or get on X Factor or whatever else it is. We will just become a bit of a laughing stock. Did you see that report on the BBC the other day? They were over in China, and China considers Britain, or somebody they were interviewing considers Britain an old-fashioned country, nice to go to, nice to learn in. Nice. I thought it was like an old country pub. The rest of the world sees Britain as an old country pub.
That's not bad.
Why did you stop when I started?
Stop what?
I don't know. You sort of seem to be a little reticent today. You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show online, around the world, brought to you by Love Film. And if you want a month's free trial for as many films as you want, go to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Click on the Love Film banner and you get a month of free movies. Do it now. Do it now. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Shall we try and phone Debbie?
I thought you were doing that. What were you doing when I was talking? I thought that's... I said
if I phone Debbie, she's going to talk all over you.
Well, phone her now.
Okay, right, here we go.
All right, okay, we're going to try and get Debbie McGee on the radio, the partner, wife, femme fatale of Paul Daniels. And I thought it would be nice to get her away from Paul Daniels, which is difficult, very difficult. But let's see if we can't manage it. And while you're doing that... let me say hi to all our good friends listening via talentgb.com. Because talentgb.com, I notice, always put us right on their front page when the programme comes out. And that's really nice. If you want to get in touch, Facebook me, tell me what you think we should be doing on the programme. And also tell me what subjects you think we should be talking about. And we will squeeze them in. We should do something over Christmas special, shouldn't we, really?
I think me and you should do a Christmas duet.
Well, I'm not singing, but if you want to, I could rap, of course.
You could rap?
Well, we could play a bit more of Wrap It Up for Christmas, couldn't we?
We'll definitely play that over Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Zoltan Ola has Facebooked and says, life is easy in the UK if you fail, so why bother attitude is showing. I am sure somebody will blame the Polish, though. Oh, Zoltan, are we not becoming a bit of a country where we blame everybody else but ourselves? I think you might be right. How are you doing with the phone call?
Right, I'm going to call now.
Do you know that is the third time you're beginning to really annoy me? Just get on and make the phone call. Are you embarrassed to phone her?
No, it's...
Are you sure?
It's...
Right, get your little pinky and put it on the numbers and then let me hear it ring. And then I'll do the rest, that's all.
Okay.
You're worried that if you call her she's going to say, what, who, where?
No, I'm just...
Get on with it. Ring the number.
It's not my phone.
Ring it now.
I'm ringing it now.
I've got other things I want to do. Get on and ring the number.
I'm ringing it. Oh.
There we are. That's it.
It's a lot more complicated than just clicking.
No, it's not. You just put your fingers in the hole. That's all you have to do.
Same.
Hello?
It's ringing.
Yeah, she's not answering. I knew you didn't know her. Hello?
It's ringing.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Yeah, good, very good, very, very good. Very, very good.
Please leave your message after the tone. I'll
tell you what, should we have a bit of music right about here?
Yeah, we'll have some music.
Okay, Kathleen Haskard, and Untangle This Thing from the album Where Land Meets the Sky. You're listening to James Whale's radio show online.
I got a piece of rope You got a piece of string. I'm gonna need your help to untangle this thing, this thing. You used to say you love me. You used to say you care. But now you put everything else above. Some nails. I got this piece of wood that we can play with, play with, yeah. We can play with, play with, yeah. 'Cause I know that you will regret what you have done. Someday
Kathleen Hasgard, and Untangle This Thing from her album Where Land Meets the Sky.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll say hello. Get off. It's my call. Debbie, hello. Hi.
How are you?
Very good. Very good. Listen, I'm sorry. I've got this bloke on the other line who's a stalker. Oh, no, listen, that's
feeling.
Not... I'm trying to find you away from him.
Are you? All right. Well,
yeah,
here I am.
I thought this would be an exclusive. Nobody speaks to Debbie McGee without Paul Daniels, and that's what I was going to do.
Right, well, you are.
Are you sure?
You could be, yes.
Yeah, yeah, well, I never know, because Robbo plays tricks on me. You could be an impersonator.
It's James, is it, I take it?
Yeah. Why? Do you think I was a James impersonator?
Well, you sound like a James impersonator, indeed. You don't sound like him himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I think about it, you don't sound like her, really, either.
Well, it could be a joke, then.
This could be absolutely not the real thing.
But I was travelling to the theatre and just arriving and not being able to find the way. It's,
what theatre?
Pardon?
He's what theatre?
Walks up, yes.
Where?
The Tivoli Theatre.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, lovely. In Wimborne, in Dorset.
Right. And what are you doing there?
Yes. A show tonight.
Oh, you're doing a show in Dorset tonight? You see, I was given all the information that you were in pantomime.
I am. Had my first tech run. Left there at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul has driven me down to the Tivoli Theatre at Wimborne because still on tour as well. And I was doing pre-recording my Radio Berkshire programme this morning in between scenes at the tech run as well. So busy girl I am.
You'd be worth a fortune working for BBC Berkshire.
Yeah, exactly. It pays for my ice creams at weekend.
So, listen, are you in pantomime without him?
Yes, I
am. How did you wangle that?
Ah, well, there you go. It was, you know, some years that happened. So, yep, this year. It's close to where we live, close to Radio Berkshire, Hexagon in Reading. I started, today was our 8th day of rehearsals, because I had the weekend off to go back on tour. And I have to say, I'm working for a company called Imagine Theatre, who I've never worked for before. They have, they're the most together rehearsal for a pantomime I have ever been involved in. The cast are just fantastic. I mean, from the first day, we all got on. And it's just like going to a party every day. I'm with Emma Barton, who used to play Honey Mitchell in EastEnders. Danny Harmer, who's sort of famous with the children for playing this role of Tracy Beaker, but became more known because of doing Strictly Come Dancing last year and getting right through till nearly the end. At Ken Morley, who played Reg Holdsworth for years in Coronation Street.
And does advertising for double glazing occasionally, yes.
Yes, indeed. He's hysterical. I'm the fair, queen of the flower fairies, of course. And
you are?
I am.
I thought it was him. That would have been even funnier if he'd been queen of the flower fairies.
Well, it certainly would, but no, he's the king. And then we've got our backup sort of cast, the guy playing Flesh Creep, who's the baddie, and the other one kind of playing the jokey Simple Simon role, are just so talented and fabulous, and we just all have a great time every day, and we're off the book by the third day. You know, the colloquialism in show business is when you're not holding your script, you know, firmly in your hand because you don't know your lines, you're off the book.
I never got to that. No.
So I haven't done pantomime for 15 years. It's all been so together, so quickly.
You see, I never understand this. When all the lovies come out, I say, do you know, it's such a marvellous cast. We all love each other. We're really happy together. When, of course, the reality is you can't stand each other and you hate everyone.
Oh, but this is not true in this case. I think it's very obvious. if anyone comes to see it, they'll see that we do all adore each other. It's very nice, I have to say.
Although I need to be there to shake it up a bit, don't I, really?
Oh, just look at Twitter of what they've all been putting, actually. I do tend to retweet some of the nice things they've been putting. But, yeah, no, they really have. I can't believe how easy it's been and whatever. And, yeah, to do your first tech run on Wednesday, when we don't open till Saturday, you normally sort of do your tech run, if you're lucky, Thursday night, sometimes Friday.
Yeah. And is Paul doing pantomime this year or
good.
Not?
It's all good. I know. I can't tell you anything horrible because nothing is.
Oh, dear. And so, apart from doing that, you're also doing the last ever Paul Daniels Magic Tour.
It's the first farewell tour.
Oh, sorry, the first of the last ever.
Exactly. You've got to get it right, mate. Well, you know how the Rolling Stones and Status Quo and people like that, they've all had a million farewell tours. In fact, we went to the opening night of one the other night of Dame Edna at the Palladium. And so Paul thought, well, if they can all have one, so can I. Why can't a magician?
So, no, I think it's a good idea.
Hugely successful.
I think it's a very good idea. But a couple of things worry me, though.
Go on, then.
Well, you know, I mean, like all of us, he's getting on a bit, isn't he?
Like all of us, indeed.
Yeah, we're all getting on a bit. I mean, just if he locks you in a cupboard now, can you be absolutely sure he can remember how to get you out?
Yeah. He's definitely got all his marbles, that's for sure. What a funny thought.
Well, it just occurred to me. I mean, the other thing that occurred to me, that if he's going to saw you in half, you want to be absolutely sure he can remember how to do it.
Yeah.
Because that is a problem, isn't it?
There's certainly nothing wrong with his brain cells, that's for sure.
Okay, well, that's good. No. That's exceptionally
that
good.
That hadn't occurred to me. And in fact, in this show, he doesn't saw me in half, but he does poke a load of swords through me at one point.
Oh, dear.
So that's my job, you know, if he's got the shakes, getting old. And Debbie McGee had swords put through her.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that's because you have very elasticated skin and they can go through and then they come out easily and there's no mark.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it? Well, I'm not going to give any secrets away, even if you try and catch me out like that.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, you're too clever for me.
Blonde,
too clever
I'm not
for
that
me.
Blonde.
I said I'm getting a lot of work at BBC Berkshire over Christmas. That must be because you're not there.
Must be, James. You've hit the nail on the head. Yes, no, yeah. I have sat in and done the Christmas bit and the New Year's days and Christmas Eve and Boxing Day bit, in fact. But no, not this year. I shall be, oh, yes, I am.
Well, I've told Paul that I'll pop in, you know, each day over Christmas while I'm there just to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, if you could put the kettle on, I'm sure he'd appreciate it because I'm not sure he knows where it is.
Well, I don't mind doing that, but I'm not doing any washing or taking to the toilet or anything like that.
That's all right. We've got a little South American girl, Gabriella, who comes in a couple of mornings a week. She'll make sure that all the washing is done for
me. Yeah, no bathing or anything like that.
No, nothing like that, no. So, I mean, Paul will be fine. He'll have his slippers on and, you know, laptop glued to his legs and he'll be fine.
Mm. All right, listen, Debbie, it's been great talking to you. I might bump into you before long. It's been a long time, actually, hasn't it?
It has been a while. It has been a while, yes. I'm sure our paths will cross at Radio Berkshire. You're not in on Monday, are you?
No, not in on Monday. I think I'm on Saturday week next time.
Oh, all right, because I've got Monday off and I'm going in to pre-record some things. So if you were, I would have said hello. But Saturday week, I don't know. I'll have two shows.
I'm going to come
day,
to the pantomime along with everybody else I know, and we're going to sit and heckle.
And I will love it.
The last time I did pantomime was up in Halifax, and I played Abenaza. And the chap who was directing, I hate rehearsals. Sitting in a drafty old hall pretending I hate it anyway. He said, I'll give you 50 quid for every child you can make cry. Because he didn't think I was paying attention, you see. Now, I played Abenaza, and believe you me, I know how to really be nasty. As you can probably imagine. I made about 600 quid that night.
Oh, you wicked thing.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen what I did to the genie of the lamp. That's another story.
You mean he couldn't get out of the lamp afterwards?
No, he got tied into him.
Oh, my goodness.
And
the
other thing we did, which was quite fun for Aladdin, because he was a cocky little so-and-so, you know, came from some flipping soap opera, thought everybody loved him. So we put fishing line, tied it to the lamp. And then when we were off, he was just going to pick it up to rub it. We just flick it a little bit and he couldn't catch it. Actually, I'm beginning to wish I'd done pantomime again this year.
It might be why you haven't been off.
Yeah, they were cramming
the
to get in.
The word has gone round.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, listen,
I
wish you well. Say hello to Paul.
I will.
And just have it in your mind, Debbie, you know, shaky hand with the swords. Just make sure he knows exactly where he's putting them.
Exactly. Thank you. I should tell him. And a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, ho, ho, ho.
Indeed. Ho, ho, ho.
Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye.
I think what we should do is the competition, seeing that that was Debbie. Are you sure that was Debbie McGee? I'm not too sure that you didn't put somebody on as a sound-alike there.
That was Debbie McGee, yes.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, I was on the floor with laughter.
Why?
£50 to scare kids.
Yeah, 50 quid for everyone you can make cry.
How much did you make on Halloween?
Say again?
How much did you make on Halloween, then?
Oh, I didn't do it on Halloween, unfortunately. That would be good. That would be good. That would be very good. I think we should do the competition right here, because I nearly forgot it. Every week we give away different things, and this week is no exception. Last week, share the post competition. Congratulations, you have now won a limited edition Ho 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 Merry Christmas with Bells On. Are we giving all this away to one person?
Yes.
A Sarah J. Morris signed album. Sarah J. Morris, by the way, was the singer in The Communards. Great album. Really great album. A signed copy of my book, Almost a Celebrity. Are you sure we're giving all this to one person?
Just to one person.
We're becoming like a benevolent fund on this programme. Anyway, well done to Susan Jenkins. All right, Susan, you are the winner. It will all be winging its way to you very, very soon. So you get the whole lot, all of those. And a signed copy of Ashley Tubridy's EP.
That's this week's competition.
Oh, this is this week's competition.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, this week's competition, which you get all the above, ho, 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 Merry Christmas with bells on, a copy of my book, and the signed copy of Ashley Tubridy's EP from Outside In. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, as usual, there is no question. You just have to share the link with the show on Facebook, and we'll pick a winner from the share list. So go to facebook.com/ James Whale Radio Show, and you could win all of that lot, and you've got much more chance of winning that than the lottery, so go there now, share the link with the programme, and you will automatically be in the draw for a signed copy of my book, Ho 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 Merry Christmas with Bells On, and this Ashley Tubridy's EP. That's your favourite, isn't it?
It's a very nice EP.
He loves it. That's why it's there. He loves it. And by the way, listen, if you would like us to play music from you on the show, then all you have to do is get in touch. And the way you get in touch is...
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. I'm still looking for reggae. We still have not much reggae. I tell you what, did you hear the new... I don't know whether you were watching Paul O'Grady yesterday, but he had George on, Boy George's new single. Fabulous new single. Really good new single.
We're still waiting to get permission to play that.
Yeah, well, this is another new single now. I wonder if we could actually get George on the show.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll ask him. Right, don't forget, as I said, if you want to get your radio station on this programme, get in touch and we will do what we can for you. And if you want to hire a really, really talented celebrity, then I am, of course, available for grand openings. I'm not available for weddings. You put weddings on here. What would I do at somebody's wedding?
Scare the kids.
I don't go to weddings. After dinner or after lunch speeches or chats, voiceovers, you name it, all you've got to do is email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And, of course, remember this, I'm cheaper than you think. Did I tell everybody about our new sponsor?
Love Film, yes, you did, several times.
Yeah. Love Film sponsoring this show now. If you would like a month's full of movies completely free, this is the deal we've done with Love Film for you. Just go to my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Click on the Love Film banner at the top of the screen. Register for the free trial. Watch loads of films over Christmas. And if you feel it's not for you, just cancel any time, even before the month is up if you want. But you will get 1 month free, all the movies you want to watch, courtesy of Love Film. Just go to jameswhaleradio.co.uk and Love Film. Oh, that was almost a TV commercial, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. So where do you go to get your free month of movies?
jameswhaleradio.co.uk and click on the little Love Film box on the top of the screen.
Yeah, I'd go there now, if I were you. Right, okay, we mentioned education and why we're falling behind, and if you would like to give us your thoughts on that, Facebook us and tell us what you think as well. And this show and all the others that we have done, there's 10, over 10 now, you can go to iTunes, search for James Whale Radio Show, click subscribe, won't cost you anything. Why not subscribe to our James Whale Radio Show YouTube channel as well, and you can help us get up into the charts. I think a bit more music is probably called for now. This is quite nice. I like this one. It's a band called The Get-Go, yeah? And let me tell ya.
I drink my liquor and I say my last goodbye. Please don't judge me cause I've done all I try. It ain't easy, what's a man supposed to do? I guess I'm girl, I'm loving, don't want me no more.
That was The Get Go, Let Me Tell You, from their album Typically English. If you would like your music on the program, then get in touch with us, James Whale. What is it? JamesWhale@gmail.com.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah, JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Let's talk about women bishops. I'll tell you why. I was on the radio in Birmingham last week, in fact, Saturday. And if you're listening to this in January, it was back in December, first week in December, in fact. And Ireland ordained their first ever female bishop. So we had a discussion with the Bishop Michael Jackson, for there is one, but it's not him. And he fascinated, absolutely fascinating. This whole business about why women can't be deities in religion. You don't get women in Islam either, do you? So I just wonder. I'm not sure. I had huge problems with this. The law of the land says you can't discriminate against people on grounds of their sex. But religion seems to be something apart. Now, obviously, everybody in a free democratic society, in a civilized society, everybody should be able to believe what they want, as long as we all allow everybody to believe what they want. But can society ever allow people's beliefs, their faiths, to override the law of the land? I'm not sure how that can sit with everybody. I'm just not sure, and I just don't understand. I've spoken to Christians who absolutely believe that women bishops are the way forward. They believe they have a faith. They believe that God would want that, and that religion has to move with the times. That people who try and follow religion that was set 2,000 years ago will always find problems because society has changed. Society has evolved over time. Why is it we can't all just live and let live? Why is it that some people are so, so convinced that they're right, their beliefs, their faiths are right? I mean, in a way, I don't know. I suppose I'm a bit sad that I haven't got that absolute 100% belief. I had a caller on the show the other day who was having a bit of a go at me and asked me, didn't I believe in Adam and Eve? And I said, well, and the best will in the world. I mean, it might be. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm an agnostic. I sit on the fence. I don't know. You might find out that all these religions are based in truth, that you might find out that when we die, there is this wonderful place we all go and exist in. On the other hand, you know, we may live on through the you know, whatever's left after we go. We rot away and it goes into the plants that go into the people that go into, you know, it's a never-ending circle. I don't know. I really don't know. But it's an interesting thing to discuss, and people get very worked up about it. And the idea that the Church of England is now going to permit women to become bishops seems to be so divisive. But why? I don't understand. And this bloke was giving me such a hard time because he said, well, I don't know if I do really believe in Adam and Eve. I think the world has already been proved to be older than... No, you're listening to the wrong people. It's amazing how people get. I mean, you look at that in Christianity, you look in Islam, you see people prepared to kill themselves and other people because they think they're going to go. Not everybody. Not everybody who believes these things believes in these sort of these extremes. I just want to know when we're all going to be able to sort of understand each other and not be prepared to go to war and kill and maim because we feel that somebody has affronted our beliefs. We all have beliefs. I don't care who you are. We all, in our minds, when we're on our own, away from everywhere else, we've all got these beliefs, these things we think may happen, may not happen. We've all got them. But some people are so obsessed by them. I just wondered in the 21st century how we haven't moved on from that. And I'd like your thoughts. Women bishops, is it really the beginning of the end if women become bishops? Somebody told me it was. Somebody said when that happens, that is it. We're on the last, the landslide out of here. That's a cheery thought, isn't it, as we come to the end of the year? So, Rob, may the Force be with you.
Thank you very much.
I know you're a Jedi.
Thank you. I see you've been practicing on Twitter.
Practicing what?
Jediism.
Well, yes, you know. You don't know, do you? It might be true.
George Lucas has the answer.
Luke Skywalker, whatever his name was. I mean, he may well have been a real being. We don't know.
He may well be. In the infinite universe that there is, there is always the possibility.
Because nobody's been to the end of the universe. I think it's almost time for me to shut up, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been a
I think it's almost time for me to shut up and say thank you very much indeed for tuning in this way. Thank you to our guest, Debbie McGee. Thank you to Robbo for producing this this mammoth radio show that you can hear online and you can hear, of course, at our friends at talentgb.com. You can audio boo us. You can Facebook us. You can get us on YouTube. Where else can you get us? You can get us anywhere, really.
Lots of new radio stations signing up to us. Thank you very much.
Lots of new radio stations. And remember our sponsor, Love Film, where if you go to jameswellradio.co.uk, click on the Love Film banner, you will get a month free trial, as many films as you want for free from Love Film. Just go to jameswellradio.co.uk. That's it. Until next week. In the meantime, share the link with your friends. And if you want to have a listen again to some of the shows we've done, I think there are, 10 or so up there at the moment?
We've done it. This is the 11th show.
Is this the 11th show?
It is.
You can go and have 11 hours of Whale. Imagine that over Christmas. 11 hours of Whale. Get your Love Film free month's trial. You can have as many movies and as many bits of me as you want.
That sounds like a brilliant idea.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.